Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a couple of storm systems impact the region both this week and again next week. The two storms that are advertised are still going to be significant enough that we will see precipitation slow down, if not stall, field work across the region. Both the harvest of summer crops as well as the planting of winter wheat will be disrupted. The first event is already getting underway in portions of the western Corn Belt today, but we'll probably see the precipitation becoming a little bit more meaningful overnight tonight and tomorrow in the western Corn Belt. And we'll probably see the precipitation coming to an end in the west sometime during the day on Wednesday. After that, we'll likely see dry weather in the western Corn Belt for a several-day period. In the eastern Midwest, most of the precipitation is expected to evolve on Tuesday late and probably go on into Thursday. And Wednesday will certainly be the wetter day. We'll expect the precipitation in most of the region from eastern Nebraska and eastern portions of Kansas, all the way over into Wisconsin and Michigan, probably running anywhere from 3 or 4 tenths of an inch upwards to an inch, and there'll probably be some locations that will get upwards to an inch and a third. Most of the greater amounts of precipitation will probably be focused on the area from Missouri to Michigan, as we've seen in previous storm systems, and we'll probably look for a several-day period of drying that will take place after that. The problem is that the temperatures don't really warm up very well behind this event, and the same situation occurred over the weekend. We did see some drying in the soil, but fieldwork was a little sluggish in getting started because of the fact that the ground needed more time to dry down. Well, that will be the case both this week and next week. We expect to see afternoon temperatures here over the next couple of days to be still in the 50s and 60s in the eastern Midwest, and that'll certainly be welcome as far as encouraging some drying conditions and some field work. But the western Corn Belt will not be quite so warm, especially not tomorrow. And as we move on into Wednesday, we'll probably see temperatures turn cooler from west-east across the region. By the time we get to the end of this week and behind the storm system, we'll probably see highs limited to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, and lows at night dropping back into the 20s and 30s in the northwestern half of the region, and 30s and lower 40s in the southeast. Most of this coolness will keep evaporation rates low, and therefore drying rates will be somewhat sluggish across the area. We will see some warming take place again as we get into the weekend coming up ahead of the second storm system. And that second storm system is expected to impact much of the Midwest as we go through the middle part of next week. Again, another generalized rain event, and somewhat similar to this event this week as well as the one that occurred last week. And so obviously we're not going to see aggressive fieldwork take place across much to the Midwest under these circumstances. That doesn't mean there won't be any field work accomplished. It just means that it won't move along very quickly. In the meantime, in South America, two storm systems will likely move through Argentina, and these two storm systems will see to it that fieldwork does not move along very quickly across the country. Of course, last week there was a general soaking that took place across the country, in the heart of the nation, in fact, right across the most important corn and soybean production areas. Totals range from 3.5 to 5 inches, with local totals to 7 inches. Well, this week we're likely to see anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with local amounts to 1 1/4 inches occurring Wednesday into Friday, and then we may see some 1 to 3 inch amounts with local totals upwards to 4 or 5 inches possible again over the weekend. Now, that weekend storm system is up for debate, so we're not going to completely buy into it right now, but it certainly looks like it'll be a wet week no matter how you slice it. And in Brazil, looks like everybody's going to get rain at one time or another over the next couple of weeks. However, this week we'll likely see net drying conditions occur in many areas across the south and some center south locations. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.